Nateland is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Today's episode of the Nateland Podcast is brought to you by DraftKings, BetterHelp, and PXG. Hello, folks, and hey, Bear. Welcome to News Channel 5 at 10. I'm Brian Bates, Aaron Weber on sports, Dusty Slay on weather.
All right.
Dusty Slay weatherman would be crazy.
I like that.
He's like, nobody knows what's going to happen tomorrow.
And that's true.
Yeah.
They don't know. I pull up the weather app all the time. It's like rain all week. All it is heat. Yeah, all it is heat.
We have educated guesses, though. We can see a storm front coming in, right? Mm-hmm.
You can guess.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever host the news when you were working there, Brian?
No, I was never on the air, but I did do it in college. There's a video of me out there.
You were the Boom Goes the Dynamite guy?
Yeah. Very first time I ever did sports, on, I think I got a tape of this somewhere, a little VHS tape. The teleprompter went down right when I was starting.
Really?
And I was too scared to even say anything because this was live on Murfreesboro TV, and I just faked it and just went off memory the whole sports cast.
And did you pull it off?
I pulled it off.
Wow.
It wasn't great, but yeah. I just went off memory, scores and things like that. But I did do weather once, and there's a video of that out there too. I think Nate Lynn's even posted that video.
Oh, man.
Back in the day. I did pretty good.
You were in front of a green screen?
Mm-hmm.
That's fun.
They had green screens back then?
You're pointing around to stuff?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, we got a storm front over here.
We didn't have blue because we didn't have a word for it yet. But yeah, I did pretty well. But I mean, weather, it is amazing that they, with satellite or whatever they're using, word of mouth, that they
don't think it's word of mouth.
Well, I'm just helping Dusty out here.
That's what I think. They're like, all right, we're in Phoenix here. Call California.
see
what the weather's like. That's what I thought.
So California's just out of luck. They just right. Got to get hit with whatever they
but
get
they
hit
just
with.
Got they got great weather, you
but
know?
Hurricanes generally come from the Atlantic on the as far as the U.S. the you know they hit the East Coast and you get a week's warning a lot of time of something happens. So that's amazing.
Yeah, we clock those pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Snow, we usually, this often doesn't happen, but
I think according to Greta Thunberg, the world should be over by now.
Okay.
I think she made a prediction a while back that climate change was going to be.
This is what happens when Nate's not here. Things go. Nate is here, by the way. He's going to be in here any second.
All I'm saying
we're getting
is.
Getting it out while we can.
All I'm saying is, you know, it didn't end. Mm-hmm. And they're, so weather is pretty unpredictable.
You're going to feel pretty silly when it does.
Mm-hmm.
Only if it ends, you know, pretty soon.
Mm. Well, all right. That killed that lie, but.
Sorry you guys aren't up to date with what's going on out in the world. I mean, that's not my fault. You guys are checking out here.
Well, it's 92 degrees outside right now. It's almost October, so there's something going on. I was, if anybody cares.
I do care, Brian. Oh, I'm sorry. It's taking a second to get rolling here. I don't know. There's bad energy in the room, and I think I'm the one causing it.
I think so too. I feel good.
You ever feel like you bring a bad energy into a place?
I never feel like that.
Okay.
I'm solid energy all the time.
Okay. Well, you could, I'd appreciate a little more empathy right now, but let's just kind of reset here. Where were you this weekend, Brian? I'm very curious.
I was in Cincinnati, technically
great
Dayton,
city.
Kentucky.
Dayton, Kentucky, even better.
It's
right across the river.
Commonwealth Sanctuary. I did an all-ages show.
How many people you think live in Dayton, Kentucky, and people go, where do you live? They go, Cincinnati.
All of them.
You think so?
Yeah.
I live in Cincinnati.
It depends
on another state.
It depends on how far out you live. If you actually live in that area, you tell them you live in Dayton.
That's like, true. But I posted, when I did that club, I posted on social media, I'm going to be in Dayton, Kentucky. The club messaged me and was like, just say Cincinnati. Because people have no idea what Dayton, Kentucky is.
Yeah.
But if even if you're, you know, 20, 30 minutes out of Cincinnati, you might not have heard of Dayton, I'm guessing.
Right. So, and it might keep you from going.
Exactly. They're like, this random city in Kentucky. It's like, no, I can see the red stadium. I can see the ballpark from Dayton, like right across, yeah. right across the river. So.
I mean, you live in Hermitage. Tell us yeah. you live in Hermitage, but outside of here, you would say you live, tell people you live in Nashville.
That's outside true. Of here, he wouldn't tell anybody where he lives.
Yeah, that's true, but it is still the same state, at least. That's the thing.
That is true, but it's amazingly much closer. It is so close, as you know. Mm-hmm. It's like East Nashville to Nashville. I mean, you see the skyline.
Yeah, I mean, the Cincinnati Funny Bone was in Newport, Kentucky, which was just over the water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all a mess up there.
Yeah.
A mess of a city.
But it was great.
12 bridges.
I like Cincinnati.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's a pretty city.
Too many bridges.
Yeah, a lot of bridges.
How many people are trying to get across that little river?
I do like that bridge that you go across, like coming from Nashville, like the kind of the covered bridge, and it's real tight. And then it.
You like that?
I do like that bridge a lot.
You like a scary bridge?
Yeah.
Oh, look who it is.
Just roll
it in. Ladies and gentlemen, showing up. Nate Bargatze, everybody.
Just tell him about my weekend.
Welcome in. Brian was talking about his weekend. We shut him down pretty quick.
We never got into it.
As soon as he launched into it, we're talking about bridges.
I've had enough of this podcast.
Oh, there's the grenade.
Right.
Grenade.
Could have got it. Someone yeah. complained about you not
the
bringing
final
it.
Final one.
Yep.
This is the final podcast.
Do it.
Boom.
It's hollowed out.
So I hope so.
I know.
Yeah.
Everybody really gets nervous around a grenade.
I'm not.
You're not?
No, I mean, this one's very clearly, it's engraved. It's, they're so much heavier than they think they're going to be.
Yeah.
Well, it might not be a real one.
I think this is a decommissioned real grenade right here.
Okay.
You think you could throw this in combat? No.
You do a hook shot.
I always say Ben Roethlisberger asked me when he goes, it's not real, right? Everybody says... And I'm like, no, it can't.
Well, it's not locked and loaded.
Yeah, but you go, no, it can't be real. That's a crazy question. But it does then make you go, it's not real, right? Like, because you're like, if it, you just want to know.
I want to see if I can
see what's going on in there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can see down the middle of it.
Well, Brian talked us through his weekend. What about you, Nate? What have you...
get started.
Brian said two things.
What did you go finish your weekend? Yeah, what did you do?
Well, I was Dayton, Kentucky.
At the Commonwealth Sanctuary. It was an all-ages show. Mm-hmm. It was very nice to see kids and their parents both be bored together as a family. Looking out there.
How many generations do you think were there? You have three or four, probably? Grandparents and grandkids there?
There were some people there who I'm sure were grandparents,
yeah.
but they weren't there with their grandkids.
That's cool, though.
But there were some grandkids there, though.
There was a lot of young children there, so I'd assume their grandparents are still.
Yeah, we're all grandkids.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I know.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was fun. Met a lot of folks. It was a good time. I also did, I did my Brian Bates and Friends here on Tuesday, and that was great. Nate came and did a set. Angela Johnson did a set. It's a hot show.
Yeah, I saw the pictures.
The only friend you got.
Mm hmm. Mm hmm. Dusty refuses to do it.
You know what? Tuesday, I was in Las Vegas.
Okay. Let's hear about it.
I did a corporate gig for Boot Barn.
Old Town?
I don't know what that means, but...
yeah. Just like you wouldn't be... I picture all your corporate work is in Las Vegas, but it's in the other part of Las Vegas.
We were off the strip.
There we go. There we go.
South Point Casino? Yeah.
South Point Casino.
There we go.
But
that's what I mean.
It was Boot Barn. It was great. Yeah. We had a great time.
That's exactly who I would picture you doing a corporate for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's who I wanted. It was like all the Boot Barn store managers.
Yeah.
The Nashville crew was like, we've seen you at Zany's.
Wow.
Yeah. It was like,
I thought they said, we've seen you at Boot Barn in Nashville.
Did they pay you? Unfortunately, no one recognized me from any of the Boot Barns that I've been in. I've been to quite a few.
Mm-hmm.
I would think that'd be a corporate gig that you called and asked for.
You would think.
You sent your avails to Boot Barn.
I wanted it, though. I didn't want it. When I heard I had it, I was like, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they go going to Las Vegas, you know, but not like Las Vegas. They go, no, the other.
That's the kind of Las Vegas I want to be in. Yeah. I like a little off the strip.
Yeah.
You know.
Like the desert.
People are a little hard up out there. Not, you know, I don't look shady out there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's a good time.
You run into any tunnel people down there? Did you hear about what they got going on?
I know about it. I don't know if I did. There were some people that I saw that I was like, you could live in a tunnel. That's right. For sure.
Yeah. I bet imagine there's some people that, you see, you're like, yeah, they could walk with them in the tunnel. You know what I mean? Like it wouldn't, they can.
What do you mean?
They go back and forth. See them up top.
Oh, right there.
Well, so I don't know if I told you, but mole people in New York, like there's layers. There's people that lived in the subway system, like all went under New York, like the old tracks and stuff.
Yeah.
So there was a thing with mole people. And they lived it. There was different society. You had to have some people at the top that could go out and get stuff. So they have to be somewhat presentable.
Oh, okay.
Because they have to go out and get stuff. They're still.
What are the other people looking like, though?
Well,
they don't know. It's dark.
They don't know. They're down there in the dark. I mean, I don't know if they've taken a shower in 10 years, like, or whatever. It's a different world. But you got to have some people at the top that you still, if you found out they lived in a tunnel, you wouldn't be like, surprised. You'd be like, okay, but when they walk out, you can't be like, that guy lives in a tunnel.
Yeah,
you know, you can't immediate. He needs to kind of blend in with probably the regular homeless people.
Yeah.
I don't know about this tunnels. They're talking about Las Vegas, though.
They say that they're like, they get flooded out all the time.
Yeah, a lot of them die all the time because they get, every time there's a big rainstorm.
Yeah,
they just think that was a better way to say it. Flooded out.
Yeah. I mean, flooded out's accurate, unfortunately. Yeah. Pretty gruesome.
I'm talking about the way that you said it, then chimed in.
I like South Point, though, the thing, because it felt like you're off the strip, but it also still feels like, it doesn't feel like some regular, like, kind of casino out in the middle of nowhere, where those feel like fairly empty and pretty sad.
Yeah.
This one was popping. I flew in on Monday night, got in at like 12:30, walked in, wide open in there.
Did you gamble?
No. I just hung out, had cigars, and looked at people and got in trouble for filming, you know, that sort of thing.
In the casino?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Real quick. It did not take them long at all to shut it down.
What were you filming?
Just myself. And it just, just kind of showing being like, I'm at this place, you know, that kind of stuff.
Sitting at the blackjack table.
Yeah.
Filming.
I listened to your podcast on the drive home today. And Dusty has a podcast.
Drive home from where?
Cincinnati.
Oh.
Dayton, like, Kentucky.
What are you talking about?
Kroger.
That's right.
A couple episodes behind.
Was it a show in the afternoon yesterday?
Yeah.
Why didn't you come home?
Well, it was like over like it. I could have, but it was just a long drive. And they had
Weren't
a place.
They an hour ahead?
Yes.
You still would have been home around midnight. And that's.
An afternoon show? What time was the show? 4 p.m.?
Yeah.
So you're done at 5 p.m.?
Done at 5:30. It's about a four-hour drive.
5:30. Get home at 9:30, 8:30. Get home easily by 9.
I say take the night of peace.
Well, he's not running from the stage to his car.
I had a long list of fans.
And you know the pace at which Brian moves around.
But let me tell you who wants to get out of there after a show. Brian's kind of... Anybody want to meet? You could just set that from the stage and... You could have probably asked, hey, do you mind if I get ahead of this traffic and leave early? And they go, no, yeah, you should go.
Well, I sold a lot of shirts.
I'm joking. There's nothing better than an afternoon show.
And then
being done. And then you get to, like, you could go eat. Or you could go watch some football in your hotel room.
Have a real night. Yeah.
You have a real night to yourself. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of that. So I'm just giving you a hard time.
Well, so I was a couple behind on Dusty's podcast because he shares his good stuff on that. If you want to check it out,
It's all good. But
but skipping ahead because the one from 2 weeks ago, I'm like, let me just see. I like the Bible talk and I like the comedy talk, but some of his other stuff, I could take it or leave it.
Sure.
You know? Skipping ahead on Dusty's, it's interesting because I just skip ahead and he'd be like, that's why I don't think vegetables are real. And then I'd skip ahead a little bit more, and he's like, if your child is kidnapped, you're never going to see that kid again. And then I skipped ahead a little bit more, and he said, look, if you're a diabetic or something, maybe talk to your doctor. I'm just saying this is what I do. All that's true.
That is true. Mm-hmm. I remember saying those things.
Now, yeah. The take on the kit, that was a terrible take on the movie Taken, though. I totally disagree with you.
I'd like to hear this.
I think we've even discussed on this podcast. You said he was a terrible dad. Yeah. He's the one told her not to go. The mom was the one terrible.
Yeah, but you lock it down. You know, you make a harder, he should have made a harder push for her not to go. Or had a conversation with the mom. Been like, this is serious. There's a real issue going on.
But he's the one that went and saved her.
You know, in the end, yeah, he gets to pat himself on the back and be the hero.
Yeah, killed 80 people in the process, but he got her back.
Yeah, but it's like, yeah, they still let her go. He knew that threat was real. He knows it's so real because he's in the business.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, if you're in the business, I don't even believe that the ex-wife is letting her go to this country alone.
But she wasn't going alone. She went under false pretenses. That's the whole point.
She was going with
a friend, and they lied and said, we're going to go follow you two around Europe and just go to these concerts and go to museums.
And
actually,
her parents were going too, right?
No, it was just her. It was just her and a friend, but they lied about why they were going there. So let's cut Liam Neeson some slack, dude.
Yeah, I'm not into him being so much of a hero. It's like, cool. It's a cool action flick. Yeah. I like it. But as far as him being a dad, I'm not into it.
Yeah, but this is like, but as a teenager, he's going to Paris, staying at that girl's parents' house, and they were going to be there.
Yeah. But still.
Yeah.
I don't support it.
Yeah.
And why aren't vegetables real?
Well, I think it's an interesting idea, right? That you have, like, all the things that are listed as vegetables, like peppers, they have seeds. It's like, that's a fruit. You have, lettuce.
Peppers a fruit?
Lettuce, that's just leaves. Broccoli, that's a flower.
Yeah.
It's like, when you get down to it, it's like, well, what is a vegetable? And then, like you have potatoes, that's roots. It's like, it's all just.
What is a fruit? Is this you coming up with this?
I saw a TikTok on it.
Okay.
But I like the idea.
But that's like saying there's no mammals because, well, what is a dolphin? Well, they just have different names.
It's just a fish.
But it's just the point is that all vegetables could easily fit into a different category.
Yeah. But maybe it's just the ones you can eat. So we just say.
And that is what someone said.
Yeah.
He's like, he's like, this is right, but we're vegetables are like the edible version of all these.
Mm-hmm.
But I just thought it was interesting. I was like, I like that, you know?
Yeah.
Because tomato is a fruit, and we've all agreed with that, even though we are like, oh, it doesn't seem like a fruit.
I don't think I ever thought it was a fruit.
Yeah.
It is a fruit?
It's listed as a fruit, I think.
Yeah.
And homegrown tomatoes are very, very delicious.
According to the vegetable Wikipedia, it says the original meaning is still commonly used and is applied to plants collectively to refer to all edible plant matter, including the flowers, fruit, stems, leaves, roots, and seeds. An alternative definition of the term is applied somewhat arbitrarily, often by culinary and cultural tradition. So it's not cut and dry.
Yeah.
Yeah. It includes savory fruits such as tomatoes and curds.
That's originally vegetables was just an overarching term for all of this, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess that makes sense. Veg, like vegetation, and then edibles, like edibles.
I feel people have just so much time on their hand. That's the problem.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, now, once you don't stop having to gather your own food, you're just like the worst. We're the worst now. We're just like,
oh, yeah.
Well, I don't know if I would call it. And you're like, oh, like, you know, the people that like have to grow their own food and gather, like, yeah, dude, I could never, I don't care what it's called.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I think you would just call it by its name. You wouldn't even really need a category for it.
Mm-hmm. Look at the amount of people who've edited, revised, and added to this vegetable Wikipedia entry.
Wow.
Thousands. Mm-hmm. Thousands of people with nothing.
Wow.
Nothing else to do.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
But I appreciate it. I mean, we just looked it up.
Can you imagine, though? You're like, you know what? I'm going to get on Wikipedia and edit this vegetable page.
Yeah, I bet. I mean, Well, I bet there's high people that do it often.
Mm-hmm.
And then I bet there's people like, this guy's good.
Mm-hmm.
I like this guy.
Yeah, I bet there are people that just pretty much all they do is just just do this.
Could they get paid at all?
I don't know. They have employees. So. Wikipedia has employees.
They just asked me for another donation.
Yeah, I wish they'd get on my Wikipedia and do some stuff.
Well, have you read yours lately?
I think it got updated a bit.
Better?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because as of last week, it was funny. I don't know how accurate it was.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this looks pretty straight up.
Yeah,
I looked straight up. Nothing crazy on here.
Okay.
Nate Land gets a shout out there at the bottom. I like it. Nobody mess with this. Nobody edit Dusty's Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one's good.
This is going to look completely different.
No, this is good. Week. This is tip top.
Yeah. I'm saying it's good now, but now that we've opened the floodgates.
Yeah.
Nate Land is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hardworking, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
I like what happened in the middle of that ad.
Well, it said ad lib, so that's what we were doing.
I like how that just went to Aaron eating a lot of donuts. Yeah.
That's how we ad lib.
A way to wedge that in. Yeah.
His ad lib, when he does it, it says host ad lib, but it doesn't say throw it on other people. Did y'all read any of this?
No.
Let's do a quick. Yeah.
Oh, can I say, I went to Austin, Texas this weekend. I did the mothership. Really great.
Oh, yeah. Let's just talk about what we did, and then I'll read this before you do the comments.
Okay. Like, top notch. Like, I mean, they treated me so good. Mm-hmm. I've been treated very well by clubs for a long time, but they were, like, above and beyond. They were so nice to me. They hooked me up. Really great. Five shows. Really fun. I love it. Love the club. Yeah. Everybody there was super great. Loved it.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, club was, yeah, that's awesome.
I mean, everybody.
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, but. Everybody was nice. They have a little bar after Mitzi's that you can go hang out in. They let me have cigars in there. It was great. Tony Hinchcliffe was in there. Very nice guy.
Yeah.
I had a great time.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Look at that, dude.
I mean, it's a cool club, right? So I felt, you know, a little nervous about it. And
is that Kurt Metzger?
Yeah, oh, yeah, it was. Yeah,
I love Metzger.
Yeah, hung
was
out
he
with
on
him.
Your show?
No, he was doing the showcase there. I guess he just moved there.
Yeah.
But, we hung out a bit. Matthew Broussard. Old friend. And
is he there?
He was, no. Actually, he said, I guess his wife is from there, so they kind of go back and forth a little bit. Yeah, so it was great. They took great pictures the whole weekend. I mean, had a photographer the whole time. I mean, it's so great.
Yeah.
You going to move to Austin?
I don't think so, but the condo was amazing. They had this condo, 20th floor, windows all around. I'm overlooking the whole city. I was the third person to ever be in the condo, so it was fresh.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yes, first-class treatment.
Yeah.
It was great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome.
Loved it.
How many rooms is there?
Two rooms.
And so the other room just kind of run. Did you go up in the other room?
I didn't know. Yeah. I was doing five shows. I'm good with that. I don't need to. Yeah, and I felt good. I mean, the shows were all sold out. And it was really fun. Every show was great, you know. People got a little rowdy some shows, but rowdy in a positive, fun way.
The way you like.
Yeah, the way you like.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's great. I loved it.
That's awesome.
Look at that, bud.
Yeah.
All right. Fun stuff. Yeah, I went to the Titans game, and then I was in Foxwoods Casino. Had a blast. Trying to think of anything. I don't know what happened. 41 new minutes.
All right.
Pretty pumped.
Wow.
Very excited. Not saying it's all. It's, yeah. 41. Wow. Every show. So it wasn't like a fluke. Because the first time I'm like, well, maybe it's a fluke. This crowd's great.
Yeah, yeah.
Blah, blah, whatever. And I was actually forgetting a little chunk. I don't think it's all in there, but it feels, obviously it's not all in there. One part is I'm doing on SNL. But yeah.
We didn't even talk about that yet.
Yeah, we haven't even mentioned that. You've got some. Yeah. It's so funny. So many of the things that are like throwaway mentions now, like we would have done a whole episode about it on the podcast 4 years ago. Now you're like, oh, yeah, I'm doing SNL.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Forgot to lead with that. Like, that's insane, dude.
Hey, everybody. Nate Bargatze doing SNL.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's
no, I'm very, crazy. It's crazy. Yeah. It's awesome. It's, yeah, it's, I don't know. I'm in it. Like, it's hard. It's like, I'm just in it, man.
Yeah, he's
like,
handing the football to the ref. Yeah. He's been there before.
I've been there. Know? Like, it's, there you go. Yeah. It's like, it's super, yeah, it's the craziest thing ever. Coldplay, super cool. I'm excited. I was working on the set. I'm still working on the monologue. I'm excited about the monologue. You know, there's a lot of stuff that I'm doing. I'm excited for everybody to, you know, I think by the end of this year, you're going to hear, if you're here, a lot of announcements that the stuff that I've been working on is stuff has come out. And so it's SNL I knew about. The Christmas special is a big one. And then should be some other announcements, and it's all kind of splattered through the rest of this year. So I'll kind of set the schedule or kind of let you know like what it's going to be and what we're doing. And I'm pumped, dude. Like it's like with Nate Land, even us as a company and what we're getting involved in, all this stuff, Nate Land Productions is a part of all this stuff. So the CBS special is being produced with Lorne Michaels, but Nate Land Productions will be on there too, because I'll be there and we will be helping. And so more trying to get more people to know what Nate Land is and Nate Land Entertainment, good, clean, funny, and all that. And want to make content, but want to eventually be making, you know, the TVs and movies and make stuff. I was very excited this week. Just talking about it.
Yeah.
Jelly Roll's on it the first week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's just
another big win for the kid from Old Hickory.
All right.
Yeah, he's from Antioch. I'm excited with, like, we got some pretty awesome, there's just some awesome things going on. I can see it where it's like, we're going to be able to make stuff. And, you know, like if you can show my comedy to someone, the goal of it is anything that we shoot, you know, yeah, we're not making, you can watch it with your family. Like, and I think you can make things cool that you can watch with your family. And I think it's something that's not being done at all.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, not everything might be as perfect, but no, I have all of you guys listening and watching in mind and just trying to, you know, make, I don't know. I'm pumped. I was excited.
Yeah, dude.
It was thinking, you got it. Like, it's like, I got real big on being the whole weekend. I thought about it this morning. I thought I wasn't going to say anything about it because but it was like being a creator. Like if you can create,
here we go.
Yeah.
It is that.
I'm just kidding.
Being a creator though is everything. Like, the more meetings I get into, the more stuff I get approached with and blah, 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 stuff. It's like you realize like being a creator is big. I think you either be a creator or if you're not a creator, be with a creator. Find a creator. Find someone that can make something out of nothing. And so it's not just comedy. It's any business that they can make something. Someone that you could go to and go, this is not happening anymore. And then that person goes, don't worry about it. We're figure out the next thing. You need to be around that. You either need to be that or around that. And I think career-wise. And so if you're at somewhere with a boss and you're just like, he's phoning it in. If it phones it in from the top, it's going to be phoned in the whole mm-hmm. and direction. And that's what happens. Honestly, I kind of feel with Hollywood a little bit. Like, there's, it's gotten to a point where they are just kind of like, they're too removed. And it's all, and it's people that are still in business that were like there when, you know, I mean, I'm trying to think of like an old act, like when Dick Van Dyke was on or something, you know, like it's, there's still people in Hollywood that were like, those guys still are around. Not, I'm, and I'm not specifically talking about, I'm talking about an era.
Right.
But like the people that were around in the 90s and they don't move. So it's, you know, people get kind of stuck and then they, you don't, if you don't have someone with good vision, are you? You either have it or you put yourself on. If you go around someone with that's a creator, I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, more creating, less consuming. I feel like we really can get caught up in like just taking it all in, but it's better to, you know, create. It's better for your mind to create a little bit.
Nobody is creating in the grand scheme of the, in your average work day, wherever you work. I'm not, obviously people create. But the average person that you have interactions with, they're not creating. You're not interacting with a lot of creators. People are just doing life. And I think that's, and they can do that. I want to make stuff for those people so they can do it. If you don't want to do create or be do this, I want to be able to be there to be like, just trust me, I'll make stuff that for you that, you know, whatever it is.
You got to have the consumer too, right? Because if you're just creating, then...
Yeah, not everybody... Yeah, not
nobody to watch our stuff.
It's a lot, dude.
Yeah.
It's a lot. But it's like every time I have any meetings I got, anybody, some brings up something, and then you're like, yeah, I got to go create that though, dude. I have to come up with the thing, how that's going to work. And it's... So you just learn to, you know, like, I don't know when to do it, when not to do it. Creating is, if you walk around and you can create, you're walking, you are above any interaction that you will have. You might not be at the level that you're at right now. Maybe you're young, right? You're young, but you have a mindset of create. Like you just, anything that gets introduced, you're like, why would they do it that way? That doesn't make sense. And then you go, all right, well, you need to figure out, go learn that way, figure out why they're doing it that way. And then you go, well, I think they should do it a different way. And then you go, well, now I got to get in a position to do it in a different way. Mm. You don't get to just walk in. A lot of people walk in first day and go, you should do it this. You quietly do this. No one knows. That's the idea of it. You just kind of like are taking it all in and you quietly just like get to the point where you then go like, I'm going to do it this way. And you got to trust yourself. That's hard. I think I go through that now. It's like, I've been so much asking, am I doing this right? Am I doing this right? And then there's a point where if you do want to go to another level, you have to go, I am doing this right. And I need you to just to follow me. And not saying it's going to be right. Yeah. That's a very hard thing to do because you want someone to be above you. I mean, that's, you know, essentially where God would come into play, like where that's the only one, but you'd want someone above you because you always want to go like, right? Is that a, no. And so then there's a point that keeps people stagnant. You get stuck when you can't not go to someone and say, is this right? You think we should do this? You just got to go do that. And if you do it, there's nothing that could happen. There's no way you could go wrong. If whatever you try to do, nothing matters. That's how you have to think.
Yeah.
Nothing just matters. Do it.
I'm going to make this video. What if it's bad? It just doesn't matter. It's either good and people know it or they don't care and I'll make another one that's better. I'm not going to, it doesn't mean I fail or I quit or I did whatever. It's like,
it's all a learning experience.
Yeah.
You got to fail. You fake it till you make it. I mean, maybe that's not the right term, but you fail while you're learning to do things.
Yeah, but your failing needs to be, I don't think you should be, it's weird because people always ask us that, like, you know, oh, did you just bomb at the beginning? You're like, nah, I mean, no, I didn't
have a plan.
I wasn't going on stage bombing.
Yeah, yeah.
Every show, like what, like, yeah, stuff was what?
That's just funny.
Yeah. Well, they hear comics say that.
I know.
And you tend to go, yeah, I used to bomb all the time. It's like, I don't, in the moment, you're like, if I was bombing, it's not that I was a good comic, but, or I was, I don't know, I knew what, I could tell a joke.
Yeah.
And you learning how to tell a joke, not saying it would always go good. I would not get laughs. Yes, I did bomb a lot. But it wasn't like this, you know, sometimes you hear comics and they're like, man, first 10 years I bombed every show. You're like, then you stink, dude.
If you bomb for 10 years every show, you got the most amazing stamina of anyone I've ever seen.
Yeah, you're insane.
But like a lot of times at the beginning, you're bombing, and I guess I just, maybe I take it too literal. Your bombing is not because of you. It's because I'm in a bar and there's five TVs on behind me and no one's listening. Mm-hmm. That's majority of your bombing is you are in a bad situation. The reason the show would be whatever is because I was in front of three people. And I'm just trying to do comedy to keep them there. They don't want to be there.
And they were just waiting to go up and they're next.
Or they're waiting up to go up next or whatever it is. Open mic is just people sitting around. You're not, it's not like you're bombing. It's like you're just, it's like, yeah, the situation is brutal for the comedy.
Were either of y'all here with, it was very early when I started stand up. Ron White popped in at a show on Broadway.
I was doing a show that he popped in on at the...
At the Broadway one, he went up. And the crowd, it was like, you know, it's a bar on Broadway. Mm-hmm. It's the worst environment ever for a stand-up show.
The bar on the end.
Acme.
Acme,
the one at the end.
That was my show.
No, you weren't running the show.
I was headlining the show.
Okay. I did a show at Acme.
And he came up after me.
What I heard was he went up there. He was like, if y'all get quiet, I'll tell some jokes. Nobody got quiet. Yeah. So he was like, all right.
Yeah, they were so loud for me the whole time. I had an okay set. And then Ron White comes up and it's like, oh, man, this is awesome. Yeah. And he did say that. If y'all shut up, I'll do some jokes here. And then they never did.
Yeah, so he's like, all right, I'm done.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like there are just impossible situations. Where
that's
like,
most of your beginning is in not good situations. Yeah. But it does not mean that you're learning and you don't have jokes. I don't want it to come off like I'm saying I never bombed. I just never understood it when it was like, when it's always going bad and you're like, what? Mm-hmm. You're like, the great thing about stand-up is I can figure it out the next show. Not, you know, you're always learning and you're learning every day at the next show. That's why stand-up is so beautiful because it's, that's when you go pitch, when I go pitch shows or I pitch stuff to these networks and all this stuff. And, you know, the best thing with the CBS thing is working with Lorne Michaels. That's been his production company. That's been the best thing. That's why that show is going the way it's going. It's because of him. Because that guy's been around for a very long time. And that guy goes, this guy, I like this guy and I want this guy to do that. That's because of that. Because all the other ones, they're just, I don't know. And you want to go, hey, I go to every state, almost every city in America. I've been to Europe. I've been to Australia. I'm telling these jokes. They're laughing at these. That's just what I'm telling you. And I went and did it. So let's maybe make television or movies that would seem like they'd be for those people. Or at least they're welcome to come. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a broad... What about mainstream? What's wrong with mainstream? I love mainstream.
Me too.
And so it's like they're
not mainstream country.
All that stuff. Yeah. I love Post Malone. I love everything he does. I love the fact that he's turned into one of the greatest country singers of our lifetime.
Yeah, I don't know anything mainstream you like.
I don't know. You know.
Levi.
No, I like some, you know. I like some mainstream things.
Walmart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But your comedy does have broad appeal in the way that Nate's talking about. So it's not like you're some niche act that's like quirky and weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anybody can go to your show.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking
about. That's all. That's what I'm saying.
Just come, you have a good time. That's it.
But I remember calling you anytime you would get mentioned on anything, if I was listening or like Artie Lang and Nick DePaul used to have a show.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
And one time they just mentioned you. And who was the other guy that was their sidekick?
Mike.
Bassetti?
Yeah.
And they just like mentioned you in passing. And I called you. I was like, hey, they just mentioned you. I was like so excited for you.
Yeah.
And now.
I was excited.
Yeah. Last week, we didn't even mention you were on that Jimmy Fallon golf thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy, man. It is. It's doing a lot of this stuff. I just have a lot of, you know, I want to see this stuff filmed. I want to see how it does. I want to do this variety show and see, are people going to watch? Are, is it, you know, I'm going to try to make, we're going to make it as the best we can make it and fit what we want to do. So it's like, I want to make all this stuff and see if people start coming out and see if, you know, it's like, I do know how to do this, but it's just like, if you have a vision, I think you can do anything. It's always like, I just think you can get in any, if you just know, like, all right, I'm staying, I'm just not going to go off. Cause sometimes some people, you know, I get told, or someone says something, well, don't become like that, whatever. You're like, I'm 21 years in this. Mm-hmm. Trust me, I would already have a show if I became like that. I don't have anything because of that. And the reason I have stuff now is because we have people in arenas coming out to shows.
Yeah.
So there's a point, it's like Steve Martin, he's great, become undeniable. The point that a lot of comics, we live by that. You just have to get to that point where they can't, they just go like, you're your own thing.
Yeah, too big to ignore.
And then you just get to go do your own thing. But I mean, I look, all this could come crumbled down. I stink. So always remember that. I could be terrible. I don't think that counted as a rant either.
No.
And it was, I haven't done a rant in a long time.
It has been
I
felt good.
I don't think I've done one in this.
No, this is the first rant in the studio.
Yeah.
I think you've done some.
No, I haven't done any. He doesn't. Now it's all dusty and it's just negative.
Yeah. That's what I do. I feel good about it. I felt good about that. It was inspiring.
Yeah, exciting things happen in here.
It is good to create, though. People, you know, you consume so much that you go, oh, everything's been created. Everything's been done. What can I add? Mm-hmm. And it's like, just do it.
Just do it.
Just do it.
Just do it.
And don't worry about the other people.
Nike. You should put that on a slogan.
Yeah. It's like, don't worry about what other people are doing. Just do your thing.
Just have a vision.
Be all you can be.
And just put a bunch of stuff out on the internet.
These are great sayings. Y'all should write that down.
Yeah.
I'm loving it.
Yeah. You go, if you just have your own, you know what you want to do.
Yeah.
Just do it.
I mean, there's so many things.
Or get yourself around someone that does it.
There's so many things I've done that I run by people and they go, nah, I don't do that. And then I do it and it's good. And I'm like,
you know,
there's some bad too.
This is the part that I want to say. First time, I remember being around some. My dad, obviously, it was a lot like this with, he always just did it, figured out magic and all this. But when I started working, when I did delivery stuff for my buddy Jimmy Hunter, and before I started comedy, and Jimmy Hunter was a guy like that. He was a creator. And so it was one of the first times I ever got to be around a creator. We would be delivering for Sears. So we're delivering washers and dryers from Sears. And then that ends up stopping. But I would stay with Jimmy. And then Jimmy would be like, all right, now we're doing mattresses over at this place. Or now we're doing Lowe's. We got into Lowe's, and now we drove to Lexington and Lowe's. And I remember it was a big deal for me to see someone like that that goes, this guy didn't go, well, that's done. We're out of Sears now. I mean, I just stayed with him. He goes, don't worry about it. We'll be fine. I'll have us work. And then we'd stay with him, and he'd always have me work. He'd always, next day, he's like, hey, we're going here. Pick me up, and we drive and go do work. And so, like, being around that then, before I started comedy, that's what I'm talking about creating. That, like, that guy, either if you're not the creator, if you're younger, like I was, be around a guy like that. Because that's a guy that just looks at, nothing is going to bring his world to the ground. It just can't, because it's impossible. Because he doesn't have anything in one kind of thing. And he does a very good job. But stuff doesn't, you know, it's like stuff just doesn't pan out. Like, it's, you just go like, yeah, well, Sears doesn't need us delivering washers and dryers anymore for whatever reason.
Yeah.
So now we do mattresses. And then we did mattresses. Then we did recycled tires. When they did all the tire recycling in the Ford Explorer, they took all the tires back. We had 24-foot box trucks. We're drive recycled tires down to Atlanta.
That doesn't seem fun at all. No, washer dryers, okay. Mattresses, okay. Recycled tires.
That job was on Dirty Jobs.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That was hard. But it's the idea that, like, nothing's, you're not above anything. You're not below anything. Like, you're just, you just go like, yeah, yeah, I'm just like getting the thing. Here's the thing we're doing. And that, when that thing got, I don't know, if people are old enough, you remember when that recycled tire thing, it was like a big deal. Because it was like all Ford or something, their tires were recalled. So everybody had, I think I've talked about it on here, right?
Maybe when, like, we did our jobs.
When episode. Yeah, everybody recycled tires. So you'd have to go pick up the tires. One guy, we had to go pick one up in a cave. That was because they would, a tire place would pay you to come get their tires, and then you take the tires to Atlanta, and then that's where they would cut them up. And so I drove a truck with a bunch of tires from Nashville to Atlanta, and then one guy took the money to take the tires, but just dumped them in a cave.
Wow.
So he was like, well, I'm not, so it's fraud.
Smart, honestly.
Yeah, yeah. I think he went to jail. Well, so we had to go get those tires. Yeah. So those tires, we just went in.
Did he go to jail for that or other stuff?
For that.
Okay.
Because it's, and then we had to go in there, and then it's just.
What do they do with these tires?
They cut them up, like chop them up and recycle them. You ever seen like a playground?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, who knows what they're doing? You're probably eating them. Everybody, no one knows what.
They're in our foods.
No one knows what recycling really is, but it's, everybody says it, but I don't think anybody knows what it is.
Yeah, I don't like it on the playground. What I go to the playground with my kids now. I don't like it. I don't trust.
Want to just land on the?
Nah, give us mulch again.
That's what it's mulch.
I want wood mulch.
Oh, yeah, I want splinters.
Yeah. I like the rubber. I get what you're saying a little bit, but huh?
I don't trust it.
Well, yeah, I could see that.
You got a lot going on.
Would you like to know where the tires come from?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's had these tires? That's what I want to know. I want to know details about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to know how they make
tires. At the trailer park, would they do full tires as the floor?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I burned a tire one time.
Wow.
It was pretty intense. Mm-hmm. I wanted to, because they were always like, never burn tires.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, I think
we hung out with different people. Yeah. I don't know if I've ever got told that. But I don't think I was ever in a position where they thought, hey, I think Nate's about to burn this tire.
But I wanted to see why you shouldn't burn this tire.
Yeah.
And found out.
It's pretty intense. The fire department came. I mean, it was
Really?
How old were you?
I don't know, 18. I mean, too old to be doing it.
Yeah. I feel like you're a scientist and you don't even realize it.
Yeah, but it was like, I mean, it was a
too many experiments.
Smoke, just a thick. I mean, you could see, I mean, way up in the sky. The fire department came and they were like, you can't burn tires. And I go, oh, okay, sorry about that. I mean, it's, you know, I didn't know what to tell them.
Yeah.
I, you know.
Why didn't you just walk out and go, what's going on out here?
Well, I was in a trailer park. I think they were like, here we go.
Yeah.
They were like, this is best case scenario for why we got called down here.
That is true.
Yeah.
They go, no, you're fine, man. It's a relief. We thought we were about to break up.
Thank God. It's just a tire.
A break up, multiple families fighting. So.
Nateland is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
So that sound was, there's a show that we were told to mention this, that a show's going to be seated in the next room in about 20 minutes. We're still going to be going, but if you hear anything, that's what it, we're in a comedy club.
So we there's going to be some noises. In the lab.
Tonight is the first Nateland.
First Nateland live show tonight. Yeah. Is that what's being set up in there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. All right. Look at that. Yeah, we're going to be doing, it's Monday night, first one. I will not be at this one. I have to leave.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the last softball games for Harper.
That's exciting.
But it's, this is, we'll be doing this every Monday. And I think every Monday. And then it's going to be awesome. It's, you know, just trying. You're going to be able to come. We're going to have comics come. They might, like, they will hopefully be clean, like we say. They're going to be like what we want that fits in Nate Land. But they might not be in their regular comedy act, but they, you know, will hopefully clean it up. I think they will.
Yeah, probably not in their this happens to me all the time. People will open for me and they'll be clean for me. And then I'll see them at another show and I'm like, jeez.
Yeah. 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 I mean, a lot of that is, yeah, we have in the Nate Land world, there's going to be a lot of people we use that I can't promise you if you go one of their shows, they're going to be whatever they're clean. But when they're here.
Yeah.
And that's what these comics, if you're a comic, learn how to be able to, if you want to be dirty, learn how to
at least
do
be
both.
Clean. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm hosting tonight, so I was clean yesterday with the family. So tonight I'll try to dirty it up a little.
Let loose. Yeah. You know?
Crazy.
Yeah. Let loose.
You'll be at softball games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a guy in the comments who hates when I tell you to be dirty, but I just think it's funny to even just say it.
Yeah.
I'm just, I think one show, if you went out and just were like, just wild. I think it would be hilarious. And then go back to doing your regular thing.
Make sure those phones are locked up.
The Hot Fudge Sunday show?
Yeah.
I think DJ Demirs comes out this week.
All right. Oh, DJ's great.
Yep. Very funny.
DJ Demirs, that's a showcase, full set out on Monday. Or it came out today.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it came out today, and then Dusty hosted this round, Chastity, Washington, last week. If you're in Nashville, tickets on sale for the next showcase, October 1st and November 4th, all at the Lab. We got the Nate Land Live show tonight. Brian is hosting. It's at the Lab every Monday night. Get your tickets to the next one on September 30th. Nate Land Entertainment recording Stephen Rogers special. We are recording Greg Warren special. Stephen Rogers is October 12th, Comedy Fort, Fort Collins. Greg Warren special is November 23rd, Funny Bone, Columbus, Ohio. So if you can make it to one of those tapings, you're with us. You'll be on the ground floor of all this Nate Land world as we build it up. Nate Land Podcast Network update. Two little quick ones. Always remember, check out Don't Make Me Come Back There with Dustin and Melissa Nickerson. Episodes drop on Thursday. And we have a new podcast announcement. Mm. This is the first week we're doing it. Super excited. Everyone wants it, and everyone loves it. Everyone wants Greg Warren. Well, now you have him full time.
All right.
Debuting next Tuesday, October 3rd, The Consumers, hosted by Greg Warren, Tim Convey, and Sean O'Brien. A new episode every Tuesday. So there you go.
That's right. When you can't be a creator, be a consumer.
Like Greg
be a consumer.
You can't be Nate, be Greg. Huh?
Yeah. The Consumers. Greg, Tim, and Sean come together each week to bring you The Consumers, a podcast that meets the customer at the cash register, combining entry-level research with questionable personal experiences to put your brand loyalty to the test. So
that's awesome.
It's exciting because that's what Greg's so great at, is being passionate about
these
brands and these products. Yeah. And that's what the podcast is going to be, a deep dive into a brand.
He's a creator for the products.
Oh, sure.
So it's not like, that's what I mean. Creating doesn't mean I need you to invent something. Mm-hmm. It's being, you need to create a new path for maybe the product that is already there. You got to go do it. The last little thing, October 5th, I will be on SNL with Coldplay. I don't know what to tell you. Yes. Also, October 5th, I will be on Saturday Night Live. I believe Coldplay's on the show. And there's... I'm going to be gone September... I'm gone, like, I think a good bit, because I have SNL, we have something else, fall break, I have something else doing. We just have a few things. So we have a lot of fun guests planned to come in with these guys. But just giving you a heads up, I'm going to have to duck out. Mm-hmm. Be running around.
Well, thanks. It was good seeing you, buddy.
Yeah, man.
Let's start it with you guys' comments. Adrian Micah. This was such a perfect episode. The gang all together, everyone relaxed and having a good time. Seeing Aaron so happy, relaxed, was a great sign that Lucy and the baby are doing good, which is an answered prayer for many of us. Y'all's are the best. Is the baby? We're all. Did y'all talk about it earlier?
No, we haven't yet. Yeah, Thursday night. Having a kid.
So you're watching this. Okay. It's his last night.
This is my last night. What do I need to do the next couple days? I mean, what should I get into?
Vegas.
Yeah.
Stay up.
Leave Lucy.
Lucy here by herself.
Maybe
drop
sleep.
Lucy off at the airport at the hospital early.
Yeah.
Just so she's there. Yeah. Southwest to Vegas.
Direct flight.
Direct flight.
Yeah.
Come back next day.
I would say sleep. Yeah. Just sleep.
Sleep is probably the best answer, but the most boring.
Just
one.
Just sleep entire nights, like just all the way through.
Yeah.
Because.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to get a lot of that for a little while.
It's hard because Lucy, you go feel Lucy getting up and out of bed, and that's hard to like stay asleep.
Yeah.
And you got to be like, why don't you go sleep? You know what? I'm going to sleep in the guest room.
Yeah.
I got a big day of walking on my treadmill at my desk tomorrow.
I do.
Popping off emails. Walking 500 miles an hour. Matt Graves. Nate said, Betta Bates, Uber ride, set their future back a ton. That makes zero sense, but I knew exactly what he meant, and that's why I love this podcast. Yeah, that's very fun. Who knows? Yeah, it can't set the future back, but it could. Maybe it could. Micah and Jess shoot. They got a little one together. Mm-hmm. Micah and Jess shut, maybe, or shoot. I agree with Dusty on country music genres. A lot of modern country really should be categorized as country pop. Coulter Wall is a great example of some modern quality, old school sounding country music. Love the pod.
Coulter Wall's great.
Mm-hmm.
Really great.
I think a lot of people are coming on your side now.
Yeah. Well, they get it. People were afraid to say it. Mm-hmm. But now that it's out, they're like, you know what? I do agree with this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Zachary Ward, love that Aaron referred to candle scents as flavors. I think his top five smells really got him going. Love the show, gang.
I did get fired up. I didn't realize I did that.
What'd you eat that night? Did you have something?
It's candles? Tough to think back that far.
Did you have something though, because of the
when I got home after the podcast?
Well, you know, because we talk about. You talk about like something, a smell you like, and then you're like,
oh, I would like to come home and have smelled freshly baked cookies, but that never happens. You know,
dude, Lucy, get on it. You know, what is she even doing?
Yeah, I know.
Destiny Trevino, one of Aaron's new top five scents soon will be his newborn baby girl.
That's true.
Very true.
Is that true?
Yo, oh, yeah, new baby.
Yeah, new baby smells the best, dude. Yeah. Okay. And it's like your baby smell.
Yeah.
It's the best. It's beautiful.
It's the best, dude. Mm-hmm. It's the best. I miss the being that little baby, like, you know, like they got wrinkles or they got, like, it's just the best, dude.
Yeah, it is.
So that will be. That'll be nice.
Okay. I'd like to comment on the spelling of destiny here. That's I've never seen that. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, Destiny Trevino.
Yeah, that destiny though.
Destiny.
I bet she decided that later. Well, maybe because Trevino, maybe regular Destiny Trevino was already taken, so she just spelled it that way.
Oh, maybe so.
You never know now. You know, you can really put different names anywhere. Like back growing up, you really could only, there was never anything to do a fake name on, right?
Oh, other than like government documents. But yeah, you weren't signing up for stuff online.
I know so, now it's like people can just go like, I'm John on YouTube and no one ever knows who John is.
Back then it was just, your name tag at work. It's pretty much all you could do.
But
you
could then do a nickname. People at work would know you.
Yeah, but they're in on the joke too, you know.
Yeah,
like you put a you could get your my brother-in-law. His name's Gerald, and he's got a bald head. They used to call him Onion Head, And so he would have that on his name tag, Onion Head.
Mm-hmm. That's a tough nickname.
Was that a law firm they worked at?
Yeah.
Now, are you going to hand out cigars in the lobby, Aaron?
Is that a thing?
Yeah. You want us there waiting in the lobby?
I'm coming if there's cigars.
Wow. I didn't know that. I thought that was like an old wives' tale that you smoke a cigar. Because you used to be able to just do it probably in the hospital, right? In the waiting room back in your day.
I don't know if they hospital.
Oh, like yeah. That. When he was born?
Yeah.
No, smoking was definitely allowed.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the doctor had a cigar.
Cigarette. I don't think it was cigar. I think it was, yeah. Yeah, when Bates was born, it was.
I just think about her newborn.
You had to do it during the daytime to have light.
Sun's going down. Deliver this baby.
Inducing. Was that what it's called? Inducing?
That's what we're, yeah, we're, yeah. We're inducing. We got to check in at 11:45 PM
on Thursday.
Yeah. So that, that we start it officially at like 12:01 AM Friday.
Yeah.
And why are they doing it middle of the night?
No idea. No idea. Very little has been explained to me, but I'm just along for the ride.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure you got your AM and PM?
I'm sure. Cause I remember saying, okay, that's a little late. And they go, no, that's how we do it.
Maybe it's less busy at the hospital during that time.
Maybe they're going to a concert or something.
They're going to come after.
Yeah. What did they do?
Hand-stamped?
Back in your day, Bates, when they induced, was it like they made them eat beef jerky or something? Like, I'm trying to think of anything. Like, they don't have no medical way.
Smelling salts?
They just walk in there and go, they scare. They go,
it's like the hiccups.
And they go, all right, it's happening.
You know, when I was born, they said I was like 3 weeks late. And they said that they told my mom and dad to go drive around on some dirt roads.
Yeah.
And it's like real bouncy. They said that should help induce labor.
That gets it going.
Yeah.
Yeah. So inducing was just like, you had an old fashioned. Now they force it. Or now there's a way to do it now.
Yeah, they medically get it going.
Come on. Come on now.
They go, come on.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Come on, girl.
Put a Pop-Tart. Zach Wright, when your house is on fire and you only have time to grab one thing, don't underestimate how important your pillow is. I never travel anywhere without mine with my pillow because I sleep terribly without it. If my house burned down, the last thing I need is sleep terribly. Life is already going to be difficult. Enough. That's not bad.
That's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Helix sleep. Aaron.
A pillow? You mean the thing you have 14 of at every hotel room?
Yeah, but some of those are not good.
I mean, you know.
I'm sorry. I appreciate you writing in, Zach, but I mean... A pillow is a dime a dozen, brother.
I mean, a Helix does make a good pillow.
Yeah, but maybe he doesn't need anything.
But I'm not
else.
No offense to our sponsor, Helix. We love Helix. I'm not running into a burning house for my Helix pillow.
I'd be sad if I didn't have it, but I'm going to agree with you. I mean, it's like if the house is burning down, I'm not worried about the pillows.
Yeah. Just planning ahead.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. He's like, well, I got to get some sleep, though.
Yeah.
My house is burning down, but I want to get a good night's sleep.
Yeah. Zach, you think Zach would be asleep before the fire's out?
Yeah. Firemen are not even there yet. He's like, I'm getting a hotel.
Has anybody seen Zach? You're like, oh, he's out, dude. Yeah. He went over to the neighbor's house, knocked on the door, and said, house on fire again. Do you mind if I stay over here?
Brought my pillow.
Sarah Keefe. Not as much fun as the idea of having two noses, but the reason pregnant women have a higher sensitivity to smell is survival instinct to protect the unborn baby. They are able to detect expired and spoiled foods easier and therefore avoid eating them and getting sick.
Mm. You should do that with Lucy, with your food. Like,
yeah.
Hey, is this still good?
Some old yogurt, yeah.
I just cleaned out our pantry and fridge the other day. Stuff gets tucked back there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's like, I don't even remember thinking about buying this. Mm-hmm. You know, it expired 2023. Just disgusting stuff.
What did you eat, though? Did you eat anything?
We got Waffle House today.
No, I'm saying, but did you have...
What do you mean?
Like, did you grab any of that stuff and you go, but I could still.
A couple things. You go, that date's not, you know, I'll say, I'm about a week off.
That's when you have Lucy. Test it for you.
Wheat golf is okay.
Yeah.
Unless it depends on what milk.
It is. Yeah, milk or something. Milk will get ruined quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Larry Miller Jr. When I was attending Auburn, I worked at Jim Bob's Chicken Fingers as a dishwasher and cook.
Oh.
I loved the smell of chicken until I worked there. Every night I would leave, I'd have to roll down my windows on my drive home and wash my clothes as soon as I got home to get rid of the fried chicken smell.
Well, Larry, I don't know if you know this, but I also worked at Jim Bob's Chicken Fingers.
And dishwasher or cook?
Yeah. And I never really made it up to cook. I got to cook a little bit, but I was mainly a dishwasher and a sauce guy.
I like two employees coming together like this.
Yeah. But I know what you mean about that smell. But yeah. I maintain that I still love it and loved it even then. But I get
That's kind of crazy.
It is crazy.
I don't know that Larry.
I figured that's why he wrote in.
I think you would have said, like you, Dusty, I worked at Jim Bob.
Yeah.
I think you would have said something like that.
I worked at Jim Bob's.
But I read it, like, when I was attending Auburn, I worked at Jim Bob's Chicken Fingers.
Yeah.
That's how I read
it. But you would have said something like, I also worked at Jim Bob's.
I think Larry trusted you to kind of connect the dots.
No, I don't think they knew.
Dishwasher and cook be capitalized? Because those jobs aren't important.
Well, depends on where you're working at. Jim Bob's, it is a big deal.
Dude, I remember when I worked.
Also make the tea.
Yeah.
I was an expo food runner at Bluegrass Country Club in Hendersonville. The dishwasher was the hardest working guy.
Yeah.
In the whole country club. He was a guy named Dale. He's on work release.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to, and he'd go back to prison when he was done. So he would work hard when he was there.
Wow.
And
seems like he worked slow.
No, but he was just that kind of guy. He was just like,
yeah. He
kind of enjoyed working hard, you know? And he used to tell me, I used to hand him plates and, you know, it was like, I go, this is gross. And he's like, buddy, you couldn't gross me out if you tried.
And you're eating the fries.
Yeah, you're licking the.
Goes, tonight I got to use the restroom 2 feet from another guy. I go, all right, yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But respect the dishwasher, man.
Well, Larry, I appreciate you writing in.
Mm-hmm. Albert Moultari. The reason you can't smell yourself is known as olfactory fatigue. They say your nose only recognizes changes in smells. So after a while, you won't smell the dead skunk in your house, but everyone else will.
You think they call it olfactory fatigue because people used to work in factories?
Probably.
Old spaghetti factory.
Yeah.
They didn't put much thought into it.
Old spaghetti factory fatigue.
Nateland is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Brought to you by the Capital One Saver Card. With Saver, you earn unlimited 3% cash back on dining, entertainment, and at grocery stores. That's unlimited cash back on ordering takeout from home or unlimited cash back on tickets to concerts and games. So grab a bite, grab a seat, and earn unlimited 3% cash back with the Saver Card. Capital One, what's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
With my daughter, Polly G, my daughter was 3, she developed horrible breath. After it got worse, we took her to the doctors, and they agreed it stank, but couldn't figure out why. That's how he's writing it. A month went by, and we decided to try a doctor one last time. She said, there's something up her nose. She grabbed the long tweezers and pulled out a tiny piece of paper. When it came out, everyone in the room dry heaved because it smelled so bad. As soon as she saw it, my daughter remembered finding a fortune cookie paper, folding it up and sticking it up her nose. Wow. That's crazy that something like that could
smell that bad. Yeah.
So she had the olfactory fatigue going on because it smelled so bad, but it was in her nose and she couldn't smell it.
Well, she's three. I mean, it's like, yeah,
it's crazy. Funny. Just to imagine, they go to the doctor and they're like, man, yeah, that breath stinks, dude. Yeah. We don't know why.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Yeah. And doctor after doctor's like, I don't know. And finally one's like, oh, let me see.
Yeah, maybe look into this. Yeah.
What about the nose?
Yeah.
Let's look in the nose.
Yeah.
It's like Carl from Sling Blade. Not
figure it out.
He's like, ain't got no gas in it. You ever see that?
Sling Blade?
Yeah.
Can't find it, right? Yeah. Ain't that one of the movies you can't watch?
Yes.
I have it. I own it, though, if you guys want.
I have Sling Blade, too.
Yeah.
Why? Really? They blocked it off?
No, stuff? I shared it on here how, yeah, you. It's not on any streaming service.
Oh.
You have to buy the DVD.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But you can't buy it on, can you buy it on Apple? Like, buy the movie on Apple?
I think it's hard to even buy it.
Hmm. Corbin Redding. I was actually on Sister Wives. I officiated the wedding of Christine Brown last season. I've been a fan before Nateland and actually listened to Nateland on the way to the wedding. So cool to see you guys talk about it. I'm in season 18, the last two episodes.
Look at this. There's our guy, the officiant right there, Corbin.
Look at that. Real deal.
Oh, man.
How about it?
Beautiful wedding.
She marrying a different guy?
Yeah.
Wait, did he just kick up his leg?
Yeah. Well, she like...
Corbin told him to.
Yeah. She kissed... Should have toned that down.
She
Corbin.
Leaned in.
Corbin, you should say, what are you doing?
Is she one of the wives that got divorced and married another guy, and that's part of the show?
I don't know.
I think you know the lore better than we do, Dusty.
Yeah.
That's intense, though. That's inappropriate. They'll be kissing like that at the wedding. That's inappropriate.
That is an aggressive kiss.
He's into it, man. Mm-hmm. You know?
He's into it, but there's family out there.
Yeah, but this ain't wedding number one, you know what I mean? Like, this is definitely down the line kiss.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, so yeah, there's not, if the kids are there, they're probably the same age as the parents. And...
Really grossed out by it, for sure. It's just so inappropriate, though.
Yeah.
Save it for the honeymoon, guys.
I know, but I think you're at a wedding that's...
The producers probably said, hey, do something fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, really show off in front of the other wives.
Yeah. If you're listening, the dude kicks his leg up like a... I don't even know. I mean,
like a woman might do.
Yeah.
She's the aggressor.
He's doing it to be funny.
She's leaning in for the kiss.
She's the aggressor here, though.
Mm-hmm. Aggressor is a strong word.
Yeah.
I don't know, though. Look at her.
Well, thank you, Corbin. That's pretty exciting.
That's cool.
That's pretty cool.
I'd like to know how Corbin felt about it. He seems uncomfortable. I can only see one eye, but.
Yeah, I'm sure it's just taking. I mean, again, I'm telling you, they're like, let it play out for a second. It's going to be, this is a wedding, dude. They're going to be kissing like that. This is what I mean. It's inappropriate for your typical wedding, but this wedding right here.
Okay. They're going back in. I thought y'all were overreacting at first, but man.
No.
It's like, take it easy.
I think.
I remember when this lady got divorced.
Oh, really?
In the show,
So there you go.
She got divorced from the other guy, and now she's marrying this guy.
That's what I mean. So when you do that, that kissing there's no appropriateness to it.
And she was married to a guy who was married to three other women.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
I don't think they're technically married, but they're like, you know, because I don't think you can have multiple wives in Utah.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's illegal, but.
I don't even know what the,
Yeah, I have no idea what the dynamic is for any of this, but I hope everybody's happy.
I've watched more of this than I would like to admit.
Yeah.
Hannah watches it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching the show with Lucy now. It's one of these shows. It's just like everybody in the show is miserable. I just don't understand. But I mean, I'm watching. 90
Day Fiancé?
It's called Tell Me Lies. It's about these college kids, and they're all friends, but they all hate each other, and they all do horrible things to each other behind their back. None of them has ever had a good day. I don't think I've seen any character smile. I'm kind of into it.
What's the show called?
Tell Me Lies.
What's it on?
Hulu, I think.
Speaking of creating, they know how to create a good show. They know how to pull you in with some real crap.
That's it is. I mean, even Lucy's watching. She's like, this show's stupid. It's idiotic, a lot of it. But it's just like, I don't know. They figured it out.
the cover of that. We shouldn't even show it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What are you watching? What's the matter with you, man?
Yeah.
What's the matter? You got a baby.
What's the matter? You got to.
Not yet. Not yet.
That's what you should do before.
Once the kid comes, yeah, we're going to change.
Yeah, binge watch Tell Me Lies until the baby comes.
Yeah, be That's done right. with this.
Yeah, I'm ready to be done with it.
Yeah. Shows are, yeah, it's like, again, this is, you're making stuff. They're not, it's because I think it's because people make stuff. Well, fire truck.
Sounds of Nashville out there.
Yeah. I think it's because, like, when they make it, it's the people that are making it, as the writers do it. They're making it stuff that they watch, kind of stuff that they kind of are into. And so they're like, oh, we're doing a show like that. And you're like, nobody, because a lot of times I think in LA, like, people are not living a regular life. Like, you're not, you're kind of like, I don't know, you're single longer than the average person is. And you can go to more parties, or you go live this kind of, like, man, I remember living in New York, and it's like Sex and the City, when that first came, it was a good show, because there was not really, I guess, a show like that.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's like, now it's only shows like Sex and the City. And you're like, all right, well, there's not, you know, it's got to go another way to be like, well, there's other people. Maybe we don't need all.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Totally. Yeah,
totally. Maybe it should start trending back the other direction. Yeah. This is what you're trying to do.
It's what we're trying to do. Yeah, the real deal. We're not going to do this.
Yeah, we were going to finish up the senses. Going to do touch, but we got a show.
We're not going to really touch on it today, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We got. I mean, that's better than anything we were going to do.
Yeah, we may not even do it now. That's going to be better than anything I was going to have. So we got to wrap it up here. What, in about 10 minutes?
Yeah.
It's been a hot podcast, though. Mm-hmm. I feel good. That's a nice shirt you got there.
It's a jacket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People often comment how we all dress so differently. You guys and Dusty and I.
Oh, weather-wise?
Yeah.
I like wearing, but I think we're bigger.
Yeah, I think there's just a vulnerability in only wearing a t-shirt.
If
I were in unbelievable shape, I would wear just a t-shirt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm. You know.
Me, yeah, we're on this. I make fun of Aaron, but I have the same dumb body, and I'm uncomfortable wearing just a t-shirt.
Well, I have a backpack on, too. I need more stuff, because if it's just me.
You want the back to match the front. I'm totally kidding. I just...
Trying to balance it out.
Yeah. So he doesn't tip over.
Yeah.
What's in that backpack? Just weights.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, I'm totally kidding. But
did Lucy go, you don't even know what it's like to be pregnant. You're like, well, you go.
Yeah. Well,
I don't get to have mine.
You go try to be pregnant every day of your life for your whole life.
I've said that a couple times. She's like, you have no idea how hard this is. I'm like, look, the kid's like 5 pounds.
Yeah.
You know what
I mean?
You
seen these calves?
Yeah.
Oh, I know. I wanted to mention.
Yeah.
There's I heard about a lawn ball festival in McMinnville that's getting started. And
oh, yeah. Well, you know, I watched this movie called. It's called Black Ball, and it's like a British movie. Vince Vaughn's in it. I've been going down a Vince Vaughn deep dive, old Vince Vaughn movies. And it's like British, and it's basically like bocce ball, if you ever played that on the beach, where you roll the small ball down, and then you try to roll the other balls and try to get as close to that one.
Yeah.
But it seems like a big game there. And I want to do it. I want to make a big black ball tournament. That's what I want to do.
Bocce ball?
Yeah, but they just call it balls, I think, in England.
But it's exactly bocce ball.
But you're on a.
I'm not Googling this.
You're on a court.
Yeah.
You know, as opposed to just the beach.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Like bocce ball.
I don't know. When I played bocce ball, we did it on the beach. That's all.
Okay.
I know.
I've only played it on a little. Outside, but not on
like
the beach.
Green turf. Because
you want it to roll a little bit.
Yeah.
It's tough to roll on sand.
Well, yeah, you get it on the sand closest to the water out there.
Oh, so it's hard sand.
Yeah.
But you want to build a court at your place and make a festival.
Yeah, get McMinnville people together. Like, let's play some bocce ball.
It's just built around that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll have a grill out, cook some food out there.
You could do a show?
Very early. Yeah, maybe I'll do a little show. Very early stages of this idea that may not ever pan out. But
what are you going to call it?
I don't know. I've not gotten that far yet. Okay. What do you think?
I don't know. We got some other steps to take care of first. Right. Well, we got to figure out what the sport's called.
I've always been a big fan of the name first. You build the everything around the name.
Everybody gets to wrap their head around it.
Yeah.
Huh. So, you know, like this bocce ball, but not bocce ball festival. Yeah.
Kind of bocce ball at Dusty's house.
And it was how do you spell bocce even?
B-O-C-C-I.
You know? Yeah, it's confusing. You know?
Dusty ball.
Dusty ball. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you go, I got this new game. You tell them the rules. And then someone goes, is this not bocce ball? And then you go, no, it's a little different. So maybe you add something different into it.
Oh, yeah.
So if you can make up a new thing to bocce ball, then it's
B-O-C-C-E?
Yeah.
Nateland is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Brought to you by the Capital One Saver Card. With Saver, you earn unlimited 3% cash back on dining, entertainment, and at grocery stores. That's unlimited cash back on ordering takeout from home, or unlimited cash back on tickets to concerts and games. So grab a bite, grab a seat, and earn unlimited 3% cash back with the Saver Card. Capital One, what's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Yeah, see, they on the one that they're playing
it looks
on,
like
it's
Nick Saban.
It's like it's like green turf.
Is it? Is what they're playing on. Dead of like Nick Saban.
That's what he's up to now.
Yeah. This is gonna be Dusty and three of his neighbors in a few weeks.
Yeah, it's green. It's all turf though.
This is a live shot of the Dusty Bowl.
I don't want to play on this gravel like this pea gravel out here.
Well, you'd play on
turf.
Oh, turf.
Like AstroTurf.
Would you send a letter out to the McMinnville residents?
I want to meet the mayor anyway. I want to try to get together with the McMinnville mayor.
To tell him this?
No, just to hang.
Oh.
I just want him to let him know I'm around, and I'm a public figure, and I'd like to be friends with him.
Yeah, I don't know if you've heard, but I've moved to your city.
Yeah.
He goes, He goes, I do this in every town that I move to. I've always met the mayor in all my towns, but usually it's because I was on the wrong side of the law. But now that I'm straight and narrow, I'd like to meet the mayor of McMinnville and let him know I'm out here.
Yeah. And let's get together.
What? And you're going to ask him for some. You want some.
Well, you got to, you ease in. I don't know what I'll ask, but you want the relationship.
You're going to want, I need some more gravel.
Yeah.
Like you're going to do, something's going to be.
But would you put the artificial turf on your property?
I think so.
So it'd be a permanent.
Or maybe you don't do artificial. Maybe you get, there's a real kind of turfy grass.
Turf?
I don't think.
Recycled tires.
Like field turf.
Yeah.
What if you use recycled tires?
Mulch.
Yeah.
Leaves. You need some more leaves? Everyone bring Dusty.
I'm excited. Fall's first day of fall.
Yeah, plenty
today.
Of leaves.
And
now.
So leaves will be coming back. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
How was your garden this year?
Really good. A lot of tomatoes, a lot of asparagus, a lot of grapes. I got a huge beet that I picked today. I let this beet grow for so long, it's like a potato. It's amazing.
How do you stop it from growing? Kill it?
I just pulled it up. Yeah.
Yeah. Kill it. But you could just keep going?
I wanted to see how long. I got a guy coming to build some new garden beds for me. Oh. So I wanted to
Can I ask you before you? I want to hear the end of this. Where do you find a guy like that?
Where do you find the time?
Well, I got a guy coming to build me garden beds.
Well, he listens to my podcast. He built the porch for me.
Oh, okay.
And then he also does landscaping stuff. So he's going to build some garden beds. And then, so I got to get rid of the beat.
So it's amazing.
On this podcast, we go, look, we'll read your comment. On your podcast, you're like, you want some work? I'll give you some work.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Your listeners, you're going to be in the house.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm looking for some things to get done.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Well, what happened with this guy is I got a new neighbor, and my new neighbor gets, you know, he gets pretty wild. He gets a lot of letters from the HOA. He's in a, you know, always into something. And I started describing this guy and what was going on. And so the guy that built my deck emailed me and said, this sounds just like my old neighbor. So we started chatting about it. I think it is. He said, wait till Christmas. This guy's going to have a lot of inflatables. And then he did.
Wow. Oh, wow. So yeah. He thinks it's his old neighbor.
I think it's the same guy.
Whoa. Yeah.
Yeah. But where he lived, there was no HOA. So it got super wild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You put a lot of Christmas inflatables in your house?
Not a single one.
Yeah. You think when that guy moved in, they go, are you sure you can handle an HOA? And they go, that guy's got the fence backwards.
Yeah.
He goes, put me next to that guy. That guy's going to get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy's got a bat cave over there in his backyard.
But you know what? That guy, my air conditioner broke. He works for an air conditioner company. My air conditioner broke. I went over. I go, hey, you think you come look at my air conditioner? He comes over. He's like, opens it up. He's testing things. He's cutting wires. He's sweating. I'm like, this guy's about to screw up my air conditioner. And then he goes, oh, you're going to need this and this, this. And I go, well, where do I get that? He goes, well, they're not going to sell it to you unless you're licensed. And then he goes, I think I got it in the truck. And then he goes and gets it, fixes the air conditioner.
Whoa.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
Wouldn't even let me give him money.
So you're going to let him get away from some inflatable
I want to write the HOA and be like, this guy's okay.
How much inflatable stuff would he have to do before you have to go like, look, dude, I like four of them. I was like, absolutely. I won't say a thing.
Well, last year he goes, he's got a small yard. He's like, I think I'm going to use some of your yard for my inflatables. And I was like, well, you know, and I think that would do it if he started using my yard.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah.
We got another Michael sighting, Michael Clay, TMZ photo.
All right.
Dusty looks like when he goes to the post office. Exactly like it looks all the time. Yeah.
That's my buddy Michael. That's a comment with Aaron.
Yeah, I remember talking to him.
Did he stop and say hi to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah, we had a good time in
there. Wish you'd have done that for me.
Well, you know, like when a dog's eating out of a bowl and they go, don't pet it.
Yeah, don't touch it.
Like, it's like, I feel like it's
that's
like
me
that.
At Chipotle.
You walk out a Chipotle bag. Like, you're like, I'm in a zone. He's got, you know, sure, you got two backpacks on, front and back, and then you're carrying a bag, and you're just trying to look. He goes, I don't want anybody to look at me. I'm not comfortable. You got a hoodie on. It's 193 backpacks, two bags of Chipotle. You just won't do it pointing. You're just nodding at everybody because you won't point. And you go, yeah, dude. I mean, you're difficult to come up to, Aaron. all right. This was a quick one. So sorry about that. I'm trying to think. I will check out Saturday Night Live.
Congratulations on SNL.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, it's big time.
Very excited. Yeah, it's
have you met Coldplay yet? Have you talked to him?
No, I haven't. But it's crazy. It's insane. I don't, you know, if I don't seem like I show anything, look, I'm blown away by it. I just take it all very serious. And I want to live up to your guys' expectations. So I've been working on the monologue pretty hard. It's going to be crazy.
This Thursday, you're having a baby? I'm at Louisville Comedy Club.
Yeah, all right. How about it?
All right.
Two lives are being changed.
Yeah.
That day.
Yeah. So come to that Thursday night. October 4th, I'm at Alley Ray's in Knoxville. October 11th, I'm doing a show with your dad and Jeff Allen at the Fisher Center here at Belmont University. October 22nd is my next Brian Bates and Friends here at the Lab at Zenith. Oh, October 17th, I'm at Arlington Draft House for the first time in Arlington, Virginia.
Oh, nice, dude. That's a great club, man.
Yeah, it is.
You know, this weekend was, I think, the end of the Be Funny Tour.
Wow.
Not to say it, like, officially.
Yeah.
It was the last show. I don't have any more shows. I have a corporate gig, but I'm basically done with shows.
Wow, how's that feel?
It's crazy. Yeah. I mean, I'm so honestly, I'm very busy with a bunch of other stuff. Yeah, you got so other it's stuff. Not like, but it's it's kind of crazy. All right, sorry.
It's all right. Congratulations.
Saturday Night Live. Thanks, October 5th. Appreciate I'll be there. Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry. Aaron. Sorry. Congratulations. Yeah.
Friday night, I'm hosting Mad TV.
God. I said not to put you on that. I go, that's no.
November 24th, St. Louis Helium.
All right.
Got a couple tickets available, both shows. That's the next show I do, which is pretty crazy. Like a month and a half off. I'll be busy. But thank you to everybody who's reached out. A lot of people DM me, commented, saying, you know, they're praying for us. Appreciate all that. We're pumped, man.
We're pumped, too.
Okay. Friday, Lexington, Kentucky. It's close to selling out, but there are tickets. And then Saturday, Bristol, Tennessee. Two shows. Close to selling out there, too. So get some tickets. It's going to be a hot weekend.
That's great. Aaron. You'll be a new man.
Yeah,
back, and we're
very pumped. So happy for you.
Thanks, guys.
We're very
appreciate
happy
it, man.
It's a beautiful thing. There you go. There, he didn't even feel it.
Hurt my hand.
We love you. Bye.
Nate Land is produced by Nate Land Productions and by me, Nate Bargatze, and my wife Laura on the Audio Boom platform. Recording and editing for the show is done by Genovations Media. Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to catch us next week on the Nate Land Podcast.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
This message is brought to you by the Capital One Venture X card. Venture X offers the premium benefits you expect, like a $300 annual Capital One travel credit for less than you expect. Elevate your earn with unlimited double miles on every purchase, bringing you one step closer to your next dream destination. Plus, enjoy access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. The Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details. Brought to you by the Capital One Saver Card. With Saver, you earn unlimited 3% cash back on dining, entertainment, and at grocery stores. That's unlimited cash back on ordering takeout from home, or unlimited cash back on tickets to concerts and games. So grab a bite, grab a seat, and earn unlimited 3% cash back with the Saver Card. Capital One. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.